I'm Stargate Pioneer.
I'm Haley.
And I'm Lauren from Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D.
A podcast member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the one you're listening to now.
The opinions expressed are those of each individual. Check out all the other podcasts
at GunnaGeekNetwork.com and get ready because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, pets and futures of every make and model, fans of entertainment, shenanigans alike, welcome back to Legends Podcast. I'm Beef.
I'm Wing.
I'm JJ.
And this week we talk about Daredevil.
The TV show? Yes.
Excellent. Not the movie. Holy shit. I almost crapped a little bit.
I kind of like the movie, Ben Affleck.
Shut up. What? Don't stop
it's
that.
It's well known at this point that it's one of guilty pleasures.
Don't admit that though anymore, dude. I'm trying to tell people you never said that.
There's parts that are okay.
Yeah, it's super cheesy. I know. I see all the flaws, but for some reason, I like the extended cut of this movie. It just flows well for me. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about the awesome, with an H, awesome TV show, Daredevil on Netflix.
I fucking ate you.
No, you don't. And I just want to start with this. Just wow. They got us all by surprise because
no one expected this.
No, we're expecting, like, you know, Arrow, The Flash. It's fun and everything. No, this goes to the next level. This that decided, like, okay, we can do this a la, I don't know, let's put the same kind of cash we put into a Madman and the same kind of production and everything and go
It's
deep.
Real world comic book. I mean, it's gritty. It's dark. He gets the shit kicked out of him. He comes back from these things bruised and beat up and fucked up. And that's beautiful. He's not invincible. He's just really good at what he does. And he's kind of got a superpower. But whatever. He also trained a lot and worked hard.
Yeah, and heals like a beast because, my God, he's getting beat up.
I heal like a beast, too, but I still wouldn't fucking go out. Well, maybe someday I'll go out like that, dress like that, and fight crime.
Well, you did it for Halloween, so.
Yeah. Yes, I did.
Yeah, that was pretty good. And one of the things I think they got well is that instead, like, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. realize a lot of, like, Iron Man did this, and the Avengers, and blah, blah, blah. They mention things, but they never, like, full on, like, talk about it. It's in the same universe. That's it.
The thing that they mention is that every time one of the, what was the line? Every time one of these masked freaks or a couple of these masked freaks fight, it's money for us because it was the mob talking about the construction business, basically rebuilding every time the superheroes fight.
Yeah, it mentions the backlash of what happened and how it affected Hell's Kitchen.
Right, and that's, like, why the mob is so big and why he all of a sudden has to step in or whatever.
Yeah, but my point is that they don't rely too much on connecting it to the rest of the universe. It is clearly in it, but it's not something cheesy. It's not like we're dropping names for dropping names.
It narrows it down to a neighborhood instead of New York.
Yeah, and what do they call it? The incident? They don't call it the alien invasion or anything like that.
I think they try to avoid calling it anything.
Yeah, that's why I said they said the incident one or twice, like to explain why stuff were rebuilding and stuff like that. So that's really, really well done. Casting-wise, okay, these guys are amazing, but the best casting they got is the Kingpin.
Kingpin, by far.
Well, yeah, you know they're going to use him somewhere else, whether it's Spider-Man movie down the line or something. They're using Vincent D'Onofrio for show.
Actually, I so hope to see him in the Spider-Man movie.
Why wouldn't they? Isn't that one of Spidey's biggest bad guys?
Yeah, it became a Daredevil one, but yeah, it started as one of Spidey's biggest bad guys. So even, you know what? There's a lot of good Spidey Daredevil stories too. I would love to see that in a movie at some point, but
they'll probably won't. I'd love to see them give, I don't know what the actor's name is, but Daredevil Matt Murdock, him a chance in the Marvel movies too, but they probably won't.
Well, they cast him well enough where he could do movies. I mean, Charlie Cox is a good actor, and he's movie-level.
He's awesome. He was awesome in this.
Yeah, the same thing with Rosario Dawson. I mean, she's a movie actress.
She's totally movie-level, yeah, obviously.
I could see them crossing Kingpin over to the new Spider-Man movies for sure.
And the guy they cast to play Punisher in the next season.
He's
Shane from The Walking Dead.
Yep.
He did some movies too last year. Some pretty good ones. So.
Oh, yeah, you're right. So they could just
They chop apart their universe. You know, this is all one universe. So you're going to see probably some of the characters in these Netflix shows, Daredevil, Jessica Jones. You probably will see them or reference them in the Marvel Cinematic Universe too. They're not going to.
Just depends if they pull the same characters in though.
Well, that's just like if they pull them in, you're going to see whoever's playing Daredevil going to be in the movies. I would assume.
They say that right now they have no plans, but it's meant to be at some point. So we'll see. I think
it all depends upon the quality of the show. If they can keep the quality of the shows up, then, you know, because they're made by different companies. It's just with the behest or the go-ahead of Marvel, right?
Well, basically, it's two different divisions of Marvel. So Kevin Feige has nothing to do with all this. It's another guy that used to be in charge of both, but recently we had the news where Feige broke off the relationship with that guy, and now he's talking straight to the head of Disney instead of talking to this guy that talks to the head of Disney. So it's there's really a scission between these two division at the moment, but they do have a writer's room where they need to check cross-reference and check what's happening one side to the other.
Yeah, so Marvel TV and Marvel Cinematic Universe Studios, is that how they're breaking it up?
Well, it's basically the TV universe still answered to a guy from Disney, and now Kevin Feige just answered straight to the big boss of Disney. He doesn't
CEO.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's a business thing, but it makes a difference in the end in the product. As long as the product is good. I mean, now we had one season and we're all excited and shit. Okay.
Excellent job with the characters on this. So,
yeah, I mean,
it fits into the whole darkness and the greediness.
Let's see how Jessica Jones works in a couple of weeks, because they've already scrapped.
That's the 20th, also.
Yeah, because they also already scrapped the plan to do Iron Fist as a series, and they're going to do a Punisher instead.
Yeah, and I heard it. I think it's because they're a little bit scared of how they're going to handle the Mystic part of it.
Yeah, they want the movies to do it first, which makes sense.
Yeah, I've heard people discussing whether they should put Iron Fist in more like a Doctor Strange type.
I kind of agree, because that's where it would work, and that's where the character kind of... I mean, Doctor Strange and Iron Fist have always been tied together in some ways. Or just make him like a support character or something.
Yeah, I think you almost have to do like a standalone movie before you do introduce him into the series. Just to kind of get the
background.
At least
with the Mystic and the mysticism and whatnot.
Right, you could confuse a lot of people if you just jump right into it.
Yeah, I say, do your Doctor Strange movie, see how that works, and then follow.
Yeah? Well, you got Benedict Cumberbatch, so that should work in some way.
Yeah, but it's making the mechanics of magic working.
Right.
That's more the interesting part.
Nanobots.
Because they kind of brushed it off in Thor. In Thor, they're like, yeah, it's technology. It's not magic. We're just really, really. We're just
well,
living
different,
really,
different,
old.
Different kind of science. What you call science, we call.
Yeah, it's technology, basically. So now they're gonna go actually mysticism. So we'll see how they're able to handle that. So that's why probably they cancel that for now, and they might get back to it at some point.
They have to if they decide to bring back the Defenders, I would assume.
Well, the Defenders is happening, but it seems that the Punisher is gonna be in them now.
Instead of Iron Fist?
Yeah, that's weird.
Mm.
I mean, Punisher is a freaking psycho killer, so...
Yeah, I don't see him in the Defenders. He's basically, his job is to kill, come in, wreak havoc, and leave.
Yeah, and that's what I'm hoping in this series for this, so... But back to Daredevil. Love the way that they really construct his power really slowly through the series, because for the first couple of episodes, they barely mention it. It's all through visual cues and everything until you get, I think it's episode 7 or 8, where you get the stick episode. It's 7.
World on Fire. You saw something with a world on fire at first, I believe.
Yeah.
And then later on, you got a better sight of what it was, right? Were there two?
Yep. Yep, you're right. But yeah, the way they roll it out, it doesn't seem too magical and too comic booky, so it works super well. Anyway, for me, that made it more relatable.
Yeah, no. I mean, I kind of felt let down for a minute, but then I started thinking about, okay, he got some chemical spilled on him. He got blind, but maybe it did something else. He also had to cope with being blind and yada yada. So, okay, maybe it's plausible. It works. It worked for me in the long run, but right away for half a second, I was like, that's kind of cheap that he can kind of see. Even though he can't, he can kind of see. Like,
yeah, but it's fun that they address it because in the episode
true.
With, what is it, Foggy? Where it's like, wait, you've been seeing? Well, I don't exactly see. It's more like, no, you know exactly what I'm wearing right now. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So you basically see. So it's fun that the show address all these things. So, yes, you can kind of bitch about them a little bit, but they're aware of it. And the fact that they're aware of it, things I think makes it work.
Yeah, it's the way that they have done it, it seems to be working well. I just hope that the second season isn't like, womp, 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 womp.
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah. Why are you saying things like these, Beef?
Because it's the reality of TV.
Well, the second season's going to have a little bit of a letdown, let's be honest. I mean, this first season was so good.
Depends.
I mean, you can't maintain,
unless they kill it
pull
again
something
by some miracle.
The Punisher thing is really encouraging. I'm just saying.
Right, if he wreaks as much chaos as we hope he does. But, I mean, you got the introduction of Daredevil. I mean, how he becomes who he is. Saving the kid. That hallway scene.
That hallway scene
is
awesome.
Amazing.
I took that from Old Boy.
Yeah, but it works. They made it work for TV. It's
true.
Great. That is great.
The humanity of him taking off his mask and telling the kid, I'm here to help, so it doesn't scare the kid in the room. I mean, it's just it brings a human edge to it too. It's just
like I said, I like that he's not a superhuman. You know what I mean? Yeah, he can kind of see, but okay, basically he can see. So what? So can everyone else. He's just a badass dude. He gets hurt, he heals. You know what I mean? Like he's blind, but he's not, but he's just a guy that can take a fucking beating.
Yeah, basically.
And dish one out.
The other interesting thing is that they actually did the origin of Kingpin, and my God, this guy has been raising violence all his life. It's crazy.
And to see him start cracking.
Yeah. That white painting, it's just beautiful. And the story with the love story that they put in there is just so great. Would you
for shizzle.
It's rare that they develop a villain that way. It really made it work. Really made it work.
Oh, yeah. It's rare. Hang on. It's rare that they develop a villain.
Well, in that depth.
In any depth.
Marvel.
Other than...
Loki?
Loki. But he's also had 4 movies now.
Yeah.
But other than Loki, even in the first movie, he was somewhat developed pretty well. But
that's pretty much it in the Marvel villains.
Yeah, in any villain universe, they're not really developed that much.
Well, the Joker in the Nolan universe, villain were kind of good except for Bane.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
I am my own reckoning.
Yes, I am my own reckoning. God, that was bad.
Yeah, I guess Marvel's been kind of weak on their villains. I guess if you think about Kingpin, you got Loki and Kingpin are probably the standout most in-depth villains that Marvel has right now.
And you get Kingpin from the quote-unquote TV online Netflix universe, which I'm appreciating a hell of a lot more in Marvel entertainment nowadays. So, fingers crossed, Jessica Jones. Woot.
Woot. Yeah, that's coming into 20. That's a yay. You guys ready to rate this one?
Sure.
So, for the old Daredevil series 1, I guess, on Netflix, Marvel Daredevil, are you going Legendary, Legends of Its Time, Cult Legend, Awesome, Entertaining, Mabel, Forgettable, Abysmal, or Spring Breakers? JJ, it's your first time. You've been listening to the show for a while. Where do you go with this?
Oh, this is a lot harder than I thought it was going to be sitting here. I guess I kind of want to just go. I kind of want to. Oh man,
no one's going to judge you on this except us.
I guess I'd call it Cult Legend right now. It's kind of has a niche group. I'm bordering on Awesome and Cult Legend. I guess I'd go with Cult Legend. I think it can be develop more and create more in the universe. So, yeah, Cult Legend.
I'm going to follow suit. I'm going to give it Cult Legend because I think that's going to be seen as the way to do superhero TV on quote-unquote cable TV. Because right now we've had mainstream superhero shows. This is what you can do if you don't have ratings to get to worry about and stuff like that. And I think it's going to have legs for lots of years. So, yeah, I'm really confident to give it Cult Legend. But, yeah, it's really good. You should watch it.
It sets a standard.
Yeah. Beef?
I will agree with you both. It's I wouldn't have watched it if I hadn't heard from friends, you have to watch this. Like, do it now. So that was cult-like. And I was like, okay, let's do this. And as soon as I started, it was like crack. Great show. If they do this with more shows, then it just falls from the sky. Like, here's your 10 to 12 episodes of awesomeness, and they follow this suit and the style, I'm down. Keep giving me good shows. Because, honestly, the other Marvel Universe is still fun and awesome, but it's starting to get a little campy and, I don't know,
it is
too large and over-encompassing.
Well, they made this dark instead of the light and fluffier stuff.
Right. But any of that, it'll be nice to see if they can keep doing that. So yeah, I'm gonna roll with that. We will all say Cult Legend. Last word, fellas.
Stick.
Nice. Line.
Mask. I had nothing. This has been episode, I think, 269 of Legends Podcast. Daredevil review? ? I'm Beef saying deuces.
I'm John D signing out.
I'm JJ saying thanks for the show, guys.
Thanks for coming.
Phrasing. Thank you for listening. If you want to leave us feedback, go to GunnaGeek.com where you'll find all our contact information as well as our other shows. You can also visit LegendsPodcast.com where you'll find our complete archives. The music heard on this podcast is by Kevin McLeod and can be found at Incomputech.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of each individual host and do not represent Legends Stream Canada or GunnaGeek Networks. No infringement is intended. And no infringements are intended.